Phoenix FM with eSpeech Dave in the studio. And if you weren't listening, why weren't you listening? You sung us three belters there, Dave.
Yeah, all the songs that I tend to choose are songs that people want to hear. Yeah. You'll never catch eSpeech Dave doing a rap song. You will catch eSpeech Dave doing reggae, soul, rock and roll,
yep.
Motown, ska, you know, sing-alongs. That's the sort of music that I love and I grew up on. And we could have chosen hundreds of songs, Steve, couldn't we?
And it's that whole Desert Island Discs thing. How would you choose 10 favourite songs? It must vary. It must depend on the weather and the crowd and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And your set, I suppose, then varies from night to night.
Yeah, I've got over a couple of hundred songs that I sing now. And what I find is when I try to vary it, people complain. If I haven't sang Miss Grace or My Girl or Woolly Bully or something like that, people complain about it.
You know? Because they go after seeing you do it before and they feel they've missed out.
Yeah, you know, it's great.
It's the old adage, I suppose, always leave them wanting more. But that's the trouble, isn't it? You'd be singing for 5 hours if you were going to please everyone.
I did a friend of mine, his birthday party, when I first started singing a couple of years ago, and I think I sung in the Captain Mannerings, as it was then, for about 3.5 hours. I exhausted every song I knew at that time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, you're called eSpeech Dave.
Yeah.
You live by the beach, as people would have gathered. And you've only been doing it for a few years. I mean, how did it all start?
Well, I've been singing... 2 years I've been singing, and I didn't realise I could sing. I sort of used to grizzle to myself in the shower. But Carol and I were on holiday in Cyprus, and our song is The Wonder of You. I'm a great Elvis fan.
Yeah.
And I was singing this song in a bar in Cyprus, and who walks in but an Elvis impersonator, who's a fantastic guy, and he did a 3-hour show there, and he dressed up, and he was really, really entertaining. And when he did his show, they shut the street down in Paphos, in Coral Bay. They shut the street down. The police were there, all sitting on their cars,
wow,
stopping the traffic. All the bars used to open their shutters. And there was about 400 or 500 people listening to this guy. So he heard me singing Wonder of You and said, would you like to duet with me? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And Carol went, yes, he will. So I duetted with him. And he said, I'll sing the first verse, give me the mic back, and I'll after you used to do the second verse and give me the mic back. So he sang the first verse, and I took the mic and whacked out the second verse, and he went and sat down in the audience applauding, and it took me 10 minutes to get back to my seat. And the noise was like a wall of noise that pushed me back. I've never experienced that since. And I had loads of offers. You know, you should do this. I'll be your manager when you get back to England. You know, you must do something. So I thought about it, and here I am.
And you, well, there's. I mean, if anyone wants to find out, Facebook you're on, but yeah, if anyone just, I mean, if you Google eSpeech Dave, you'll come up, wouldn't you, as well? But what is it? The website is www.daveschindler.co.uk.
Yeah.
So that's how people can find out more.
No C in Schindler, but once seen, never forgotten. Which is the title of the first disc I ever made. I made a couple of discs as well.
Right.
And if anybody wants to hear me or see go to my website, they can sort of listen to about 20 songs. Especially if anybody wants me to perform. If there are any charities out there, cancer research, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, children, anything like that, where you need somebody to come and make your event,
yeah,
and I'll be glad to do it, because I lost my dad a couple of weeks ago to Parkinson's, and I really saw how these people that bravely look after all of our ill people,
yeah,
battle against the odds, and they need more support. So if anyone out there in Radio Land wants somebody to come and sing at their venue, if I haven't got a pre-arranged booking, I'll be there for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, well, life's too short is quite a cliche, but I mean, you really put that into practice, because you've gone from having a proper job, for want of a better word, to enjoying yourself and doing this, and this is your job effectively now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an electrician by trade, and for the last sort of 20 years I've been a construction project manager and a construction project director, working on major projects. Yeah. With all the stress and the brain ache that involves in a really sort of nasty commercially cutthroat world,
dog eat dog sort
of
scenario,
you know. Yeah. And I've seen quite a few of my friends, you know, have illnesses because of the stress. And when I started singing, I thought, why do I put myself through that?
Yeah.
You know, why do I go back to construction? So I do a little bit of consultancy now and again with the construction. I've got the luxury of being able to do that.
And you can pick and choose then as well.
I can pick and choose, you know, and mainly thanks to Carol, because she's the grafter now. And I sort of pick and choose, and I'll go out and I'm the jolly boy. I'll sing and make everyone laugh and dance, you know.
It's
a great knife.
Sounds it. I mean, we'll come back and chat very, very shortly as well. But you have yourself another drink of water. And eSpeech Dave here in the studio with us on Phoenix. eSpeech Dave is in the studio. You've been down here a while. You've really enjoyed it then, yeah?
I've never realised what went into running a local stadium, radio station, and this studio is amazing. And the things you do, you're like jugglers. It's great, great sport this.
Glad you're enjoying it. Talking of sport, you are a sport fan as well, so
yeah, I'm a sports fan. I sort of follow West Ham United, as do a lot of people, and I can hear the boos already, but a lot of people in Essex do.
Yeah,
but I'm a big boxing fan, and I can't wait to watch Billy Joe Saunders and Chris Eubanks Jr. fighting tonight, and Derek Chisora is up there with Tyson Fury. And I must say, if he's listening, and I hope he is, and I'm sure I'm going to be playing this on my Facebook, Oliver Pinnock is a very good friend of mine. He's like a son to me. He's making his professional boxing debut in March, I think it is. And good luck to Ollie. He's an Essex lad, and he's turning pro as a boxer.
Well, we're happy to talk to him as well. So if he wants to, we'll get him on the phone or whatever. We're always happy to chat to anyone involved with local sport.
I'm sure Ollie will be more than happy to come and sit here and watch it all going on. He's a great guy.
Great stuff. Well, look, you've entertained us and far more. I'll make sure that we put everything up on the website. So anyone wanting to listen to those three tracks, they'll be up there at phoenixfm.com, certainly in the next few days. And I'll make sure we get a couple of photos of you down here as well. But this won't be the last time we see you down here, I'm sure.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure the photos are scared of burglars. And brilliant.
And there's one song. I mean, you were talking about some of the songs that you play. There's one song that means something to you. And, this is sort of your theme, really, I tell you what.
Well, this is a sort of music I love singing. And it's old school. I just asked young Aaron, did he know it? And he said, oh, I don't know. But once all even the youngsters love this song.
You'd recognise this when you hear it, Aaron, won't you?
Yeah, probably.
It's one of the songs I love to sing. It's always in these Beach Dave sets. And it's Miss Grace by the Time.
Oh, thank you, Dave. There's the Times and Miss Grace. So, look, thanks very much for coming in. Got your songs, and must seem a bit strange singing a few and then us playing another one.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful way to spend a couple of hours, and fantastic. This is really been a lovely experience, Steve. Thank you very much indeed, and I'll be really happy to come back for you, mate.
Yeah, no trouble at all. Look forward to seeing you down there again.
Yeah, I'll be here, mate. I'll be here.